This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Everything you're about to hear is for education and entertainment purposes only. Whilst we are licensed, we're not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Any advice is general advice. Equity Mates operates under Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
You're listening to Get Started Investing, a production of Equity Mates Media. This series is everything you need to get started on your investing journey.
You don't need a lot of brains in this business. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. Anything that improves your own
talent. Now you can get rich very young just by having an idea.
I mean, I can buy anything I want, basically, but I can't buy time.
Welcome to Get Started Investing, the podcast that answers all of your money and investing questions. My name is Bryce, and today we're covering how our expert advisors are investing in 2024. Joining me, as always, is my equity buddy, Ren. How are you going?
I'm very good, Bryce. I am losing my voice a little bit, which doesn't bode well because we're halfway through a big week of recording our audiobook.
It's so crazy, yeah.
Let's hope the voice stays strong. But I'm excited for this episode because one thing we, you know, as we've sort of grown our podcasts and, you know, the Equity Mates community has grown, one thing that we've been really lucky to do is to build a network of experts that we can speak to. And, you know, hopefully through this podcast, we can bring those experts closer to everyday Australians who are just starting their investing journey. And in this episode, we're going to be speaking to a few of them and asking how they're investing for 2024 and how they're thinking about their personal accounts and their personal investments. So hopefully we get some good nuggets from that. But this is just a part of, I guess, something we really want to build out. We really want to close the gap between advisors and the everyday Australian. And another way that we are doing that is with our live events. We, over on Equity Mates Investing Podcast, we have an episode type called Ask an Advisor where we collect your questions and we put them to some of Australia's best financial advisors, and we're doing it live.
Yeah, so come and join us. If you don't listen to Equity Mates Investing, then I suggest you do search for the Ask an Advisor episodes to get a sense of what they are. We sit down with some of Australia's best advisors, some of which are going to be on the call today, to get them to answer any money or investing question that is submitted by the community. And as Ren said, we're doing this in live format here in Sydney and hopefully in some other capital cities around Australia throughout 2024. So head to equitymates.com/events for tickets. Now, before we call our advisors, we should mention that, to Ren's point, we want to give you the opportunity to get access to these advisors. So if you head to equitymates.com/advice, if you're looking for financial advice, we're able to connect you with the right financial advisors depending on what you're looking for. So head to equitymates.com/advice, fill in the form, and we will then connect you with our trusted network of advisors. Firstly, we've got Charlie Viola, who's partner and managing director at Pitcher Partners. He's been on Equity Mates a number of times and always gets great feedback. So we're really looking forward to this one. Let's give him a call.
Bryce, how are you, mate?
Good, Charlie. How are you?
Yeah, all right, thank you. All right.
That's good. I've got Ren here as well.
Hey, Charlie. Good chat.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, good.
So, Charlie, how are you thinking about your personal investing for 2024?
From our perspective, both as a business for clients, but also my own, we're a buyer of equities at the moment. We probably still continue to think that as we start to get some rate cuts and, you know, kind of earnings numbers kind of go back to normal a little bit, you know, we're probably happy to continue to buy equities. So, depending upon how kind of big your bucket size is, like I'm a big one for sort of dollar cost averaging and just keep edging your way into good quality kind of broad based equity portfolios. So the, you know, you know, broad-based ETFs and what have you. I still think that the US markets will continue to go up. I still think, you know, those kind of mega cap stocks, especially in the kind of tech and AI space, et cetera, will do reasonably well. So we're probably still allocating, you know, 40, 50, 60% of monies to that, especially if your pot's a bit smaller. Again, I'm a big one for diversity where your pot is a little bit smaller. So, you know, good broad-based allocation to ETFs sort of makes sense for mine.
Love it, Charlie. Love the bullishness of it as well.
Yeah.
You know, even when you're an expert like yourself, one of Australia's best financial advisors, I'm sure there's things that you're working on or focusing on that you're always trying to get better and learn more about. Is there anything in particular this year that you're focused on improving when it comes to money and investing?
What are we trying to get better at? We're trying to get better at everything, really. Like, it would be good if we could get better. You know, like everybody, it would be nice to be able to tell the future, right? So, like, you know, where's the most recent kind of rally come from, really, when you've got kind of cost of capital that's sort of, you know, gone through the roof and what have you. But, I think for us, it's really just kind of understanding the signs, understanding what kind of the corporate world is actually doing and having a look at what the transactions kind of look like. I think liquidity is kind of reopening again. I think there's, you know, I think with the onset of the huge amount of kind of non-bank lenders and what have you, I think it's kind of opening up lots of kind of commercial avenues. So I think it's reading the signs around some of that and just making sure that we're kind of positioning both our own money, but client money is in the kind of right areas to try and take advantage of that.
Love it. Well, thank you so much, Charlie. I'm sure that a lot of the community will have taken something out of that, so I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No worries.
So it was great to hear from Charlie. We now have Luke Larrative, CEO and investment advisor from Seneca, who again has been on Equity Mates Investing. Check out the episode. Luke, how are you?
Bryce, Alec, how are you?
Very well, Luke. Very well. Luke. Like,
we're good. We're ringing around and asking some of our expert investors and financial advisors how they're thinking about, I guess, their personal accounts for the year ahead. So, Luke, how are you investing in 2024?
Same way I always have. I invest in three things and three things exclusively. Doesn't matter whether it's in super and outside of super. And that's the Seneca Australian Shares SMA that I run, the Seneca Australian Small Companies Fund that I run, and the Seneca Global Equity SMA, which our investment committee runs. It's essentially a 50-50 split between Australian shares and international shares. It's about a 35-15 split between the large cap and the small cap. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of it. In terms of in those portfolios, you know, we've got a few different themes playing out locally, but probably the more interesting is the global. We've got a pretty big tilt to emerging markets. We think that there's a lot of value there and, you know, we're seeing pretty good returns out of sort of Indian and we think in the future Chinese equities. So that's probably our biggest tilt in the global, on the global side of things. But yeah, I mean, from my perspective, it's the same every year.
Love it. Consistency.
Yeah, keep it simple and consistent.
Yeah, consistency is key.
Yeah, I don't really see why your asset allocation needs to change if, like, your life doesn't change that much. I mean, I'm pretty stable and my life's pretty boring, so why would I change? I mean, why would my risk profile why would my asset allocation change,
Yeah.
I think it's pretty crazy for people who are trying to, you know, run around chasing tactical tilts here, there and everywhere every 6-12 months. Like, I think it's a bit of lunacy, to be honest. You know, just wasting money on fees and brokerage,
I assume you mean by bro.
Yeah, brokerage. Yeah, sorry, bro.
Is that industry shorthand?
Lingo, boys.
I've never heard that. God, I'm paying too much, bro.
Well, that's why we
new
can.
Segment name. New segment name.
Yes.
Get the sting ready, Alec. Get it ready.
Now, if you're not listening to us over on Equity Mates Investing podcast, we suggest you do just to at least hear the segment that we have with Luke called Pimp My Portfolio, where community members submit their portfolio for Luke to put a critical eye over and give some constructive feedback on perhaps how it may be able to improve. So it's a great segment. Come and join us.
Well, now I'm just just realizing how boring Luke's portfolio is going to be. It's just going to have three lines on it.
True.
Look, I told you I do the stocks.
Anyway, Luke, love it. Thank you for that. Very much appreciated it. We'll see you over on Equity Mates.
My pleasure, gentlemen.
All right, Bryce, two down, two to go. We've spoken to Charlie and Luke. We're going to take a quick break, and then on the other side, we're going to speak to two more experts about how they're investing for 2024.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Get Started Investing. Today, we've got the phone connected to the studio and we are calling some experts in our network to ask how they're investing for 2024. Next up, we've got Andrew Page. He's the founder of Strawman.com, a private investing community. He was also my mentor last year, so learned a lot from Andrew. Let's give him a call and see how he's investing.
Hello.
So, Andrew, how are you approaching your investing in 2024?
Look, it might be a bit of a cop-out, but honestly, the same way I was in 23 and 22 and probably will be in another 10 years. You know, it's just boring and it sounds simple. And I guess it is simple, but not easy, as Buffett says. But good companies at good prices, you know, hold on to them for as long as the company is executing and the thesis is playing out, and wash, rinse and repeat. Sometimes you'll get it wrong, you know, cut that one off and move on to the next opportunity and just build up that portfolio and, you know, forget about what the RBA is going to do next month, you know, forget about what the unemployment rates are at or whether the quarterly result, you know, was off by 0.3 of 1%. It's sort of, you get the big picture stuff right and it'll always work out well. So I know it's a boring answer, but that's how I'm doing it.
No, I think that's a great answer, Andrew, but I think there's a glaring omission in your response related to cryptocurrency. I have to ask, how are you feeling at the moment with the price of Bitcoin?
I'm feeling bullish.
Nice.
Like, here's the thing, right? Like, this is took about a long answer. You opened the door.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is Bryce asked.
Oh,
yeah.
No. What have I done?
Now, tell us where you're at.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, it's such a weird thing, this thing, because there's no CEO or earnings or cash flow or anything like that. So it's sort of, you know, every 10 minutes a new block is introduced, you know, gradually day after day, the network continues to grow in terms of its users and adoption. And that's a pretty reliable sort of extrapolation to continue. And as long as that's the case, it's, yeah, okay, it's up a lot, but it's still cheap. This thing, as I've said to you guys before, is either worth, it remains a very niche, obscure thing and probably not worth, you know, much more than it is now. Or it's, you know, potentially in decades to come, a future reserve currency. So, you know, it's great that it's going up. It's better than when it's going down. But I think we're still in the early stages of the game.
Huge. Well, we're going to leave it right there.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll check in and have a longer conversation with you about this and everything else at some point this year. So we'll save that as a bit for of a sure. tease. But Andrew, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, guys. Always love chatting.
All right, Ren. Well, let's give our last expert a call. It's Dylan Pargeter-Green, Director at Bold Wealth and one of the advisors in the Equity Mates community. Let's give him a buzz.
Hello.
So Dylan, thanks for joining us. Can you talk us through how you're thinking about your investing for 2024?
Yeah, absolutely, guys. So, I mean, as always, we invest on an individual client basis. We're looking at, you know, what the client's circumstances are, where they're at, and starting with their strategic asset allocations and you know, figuring out what their goals are and making sure that whatever the investments we decide is right for them is going to achieve that goal. So more broadly, though, I would say that our thoughts at Bold are probably leaning a little bit more, or have lent so far this year a little bit more towards the international space, where we think that, you know, interest rates probably going to come down sooner overseas. So we're overweight international and also overweight small caps and a little bit in emerging markets as well. So we see that international space being a better growth area for our clients. We also have a much larger allocation to defensive assets, so fixed interest and bonds because of the high interest rate environment. So it's a wonderful space for our retiree clients to be able to get some relatively good risk-free returns compared to a couple of years ago when interest rates were zero pretty much all around the world. We're now seeing rates of sort of 4 to 5% expected over the next 3 years, and being able to lock that in is really positive. So that's how we're positioned, guys.
Nice.
Love it.
Now, as investors and, you know, just, I guess, people, we're always trying to learn new things and, you know, become better with money and better investors. Is there anything you're personally working on or trying to learn about to become a better money manager or investor?
Do as much, you know, new things in terms of exposing yourself to different ideas, but come back to the fundamentals. So at the end of the day, the really basic stuff is what works, and trying to pick something small or a micro cap or a penny stock and hoping for the best is a lot harder than what it looks like when you read about it online. So, you know, people share a lot of their wins and they don't share a lot of their losses. Yeah. we come back to the basic stuff and just, you know, regularly invest small amounts and live your life.
Love it, Dylan. Thank you for taking the time. As always, we really appreciate it.
Pleasure, boys. Happy to be here.
Well, Ren, firstly, a massive thank you, we should say, to all of the experts, Charlie, Luke, Andrew and Dylan, for sharing their time with us. Any key takeaways?
Well, I think the big one is consistency. Yeah. Like, I wasn't expecting to say I'm blowing up my strategy and doing something completely new in 2024. But where, you know, Luke and Andrew especially first went was just my strategy is exactly the same. So I think that's what we should all strive for, have a strategy that we can just be very confident with, that we're just going to do it over and over again forevermore.
Well, good news is we both have that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like we're on the right track.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.